let me say, last Sabbath was, like all of our Sabbaths, was very, very special to me. I was truly intrigued by the very passionate discussion that we had on our children. You know, that is something, coincidentally, that I was thinking about that morning before that discussion even started. It is something that I have often thought about because I have seen three generations of children. I recall my father-in-law and my mother-in-law talking about how they raised their children in the Lord. Certainly, we've all continually heard Sister Marjorie, Sister Colleen. Certainly, I have been right there on hand for my wife and her approach to raising children. And now, this generation that we have now coming up with Sister Tam and Sister Ebony. And so this is something that's so very, very important because, you know, it is depicted in the Word that how we should instruct our children. And then also, I recall when I was the age of Draylen or even Camille and perhaps very vaguely even Devin. And things were not like they are now. I recall when, for instance, going to a high school that if you lived in a school district and you wanted your child to go to another district because you didn't like the surroundings or the school, you had to pay in excess, you had to pay thousands of dollars to do that. But now that's something that a parent would do just like nothing. That was something that was really only for someone really who was affluent or well off. But the kinds of things that our children have to contend with now, I did not have to contend with when I was coming up. And so it is so very, very important that we focus and concentrate on what the Lord said here in the Word. And I just want to read this scripture. It says in Psalm 78, it says here, "For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children." So you see, that is something that parents have to do. It is required to make the Word of God known to your children. And then it goes on to say, it says that they might set their hope in God, so that they may learn to know God like you know Him. So that they over time will call on the Lord like you call on the Lord. They will learn that God is a deliverer. And there's no one like Him. And then it goes on to say, as I said, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be as their fathers, stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast in God. And so that is indeed a pattern. That is the Word. That is an example that God has set for us. Now, I tell you something, after these three generations, I'm sure you all can clearly see that there are no guarantees as far as your children are concerned. I have heard Sister Marjorie talk about how she taught her children, getting them up early in the morning, teaching and instructing her children. Of course, I was also exposed to that with my wife. I heard Sister Colleen talking just last week about how she worked with her children and instruct and taught her children. I tell you, something that the Spirit of God has told me in teaching the children, teaching your children, something that I learned a long, long time ago. You see, I noticed along, the Spirit of God told me when I was riding in my car with my daughters and I bought a bottle of root beer and I was drinking it, and one of them questioned what I was doing. They questioned that, see. And the Lord showed me then, he said, you see that they're watching what you're doing. See, because, you know, I was raised in a culture where, as I said before, parent, child. There's a distinct difference. And I always let my children know that I was the parent and they were the child. So it took a lot of courage for them to ask me that question. What do you, well, one of them told me, you're not supposed to be drinking. So that let me know that they were watching what I was doing. And so I set out on a course then through the Spirit of God to let my children know that the Word of God was the most important thing to me. I had to clearly do that the Word of God is most important. It is more important than career or job or making money or lifestyle or anything. That God's Word to me, that is to me, that they could see in me that the God's Word was most important to me. And so I share that with certainly you parents, that that's one thing in your struggle, in your battle, because I'm going to tell you, there's more temptation, there's more trials, there's more adversity for you than there ever was, certainly for me, when I was coming up. That you have to demonstrate that to that child. And so, you know, you as an adult, you have to make decisions that are in the best interest for the child. As my daughter was saying, I'm jokingly, she was saying that she wanted when she graduated to go to some party or something. And I said, well, no, you can't go. You're going to, of course, be in the situation of doing it. You have to decide what is in the best interest for the child. You have to let that child benefit from your experience. Because, see, you know you've been through it already. So I just wanted to share that to you because, again, it is really something that is just deep with me. It's so very, very, I have a passion for it also, because they sing in the world that your children are the future, but they got it from God, because see, indeed, they are. But I tell you, I know that being a parent, and I don't, I thank God, because my experiences being a parent, really, I did not encounter the things that the old wives' tales that I was told. You know, they would say, "You, your first two children, girls, you're just going to have a lot of trouble. You just get ready for them." And I never experienced all of these things. Also, certainly with my son, because of his affliction, you know, he is a different situation. But, you know, being a parent, I tell you, can be a very thankless relation. Because, you know, you are in a situation, I've seen so many parents, but they raise up children, and they give it their all in all and do so much for the children, and the children seem to not respect what they do. Matter of fact, the ones that do the most seem to be, in many cases, disrespected the most. But we as parents have to realize and have to understand that we all walk a road, and on that road is going to be stones and rocks and pitfalls. And so we come to the Word of God, and we always rely on that Word. And we allow us not only to counsel us and direct us, but to lift us up and refresh us. I tell you this in conclusion, what you want to be able to do when you are on your knees calling on the Lord, when you're standing in the mirror, you want to be able to look yourself in the eye and say, I did the best that I could do, Lord, in raising my children. And if you can say that, then I tell you something, you have got really a great victory.